Welcome to the Holistic Career Change Podcast, one-stop shop for everyone feeling stuck in their career and who are looking to identify, change, and succeed at their new fulfilling work. I'm your host, Vilma Oseita. Let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of my podcast. Time flies, let me tell you. It really feels like it was just yesterday when I was recording the first episode. And here we are, week 4. How have you been? I'd love for you to be able to respond to me right now. There's nothing that I love more than hearing how people are. And actually, that is one of the many reasons why I do what I do. As I have already mentioned, the way I have structured this podcast is that each episode will be building upon the previous one. With each new episode, I will essentially add a small missing puzzle piece, and my hope is that you will use this podcast as a resource to find your meaningful career, and not only find it, but also take action and actually transition. Basically, I want this to be your support system and be that resource I wish I had when I was transitioning myself. Because let me tell you, this would have saved me a lot of time and a lot of suffering. So I really hope you took the time to listen to my previous episode where I spoke about not knowing where to start. Because I feel like this is a very common reason that I get when I ask people, well, why haven't you done anything? You know, they would be like, I really am so overwhelmed. I don't even know where to start. So in that episode, I asked you to create your dream career folder. And there's a reason why I asked you to do that. And essentially, that will become evident a little bit later as I walk you through this process. So when I was preparing for this episode, for some reason, I was thinking about movies and how before they release the full-length movie, before basically it's been opened up in the cinemas, pre-corona days, I guess the cinemas are closed now, what they do in order to promote the movie, they create and share the trailer of the movie. You know, so you kind of would be able to get a taste of what the movie will be about. So there I was thinking, what trailer could I offer to you when it comes to your career change journey? And the reason why I'm thinking that is because some of you might be very new at it, but I'm sure there are a lot of you who have actually been thinking and considering career change for a long time. So you might have read a lot of how-to books, you may have watched many YouTube videos, and yet still feel like you are unclear and you are not ready to transition. And you might be feeling very impatient. You are waiting to learn that juicy secret ingredient to a successful change. And I really get you, by the way. As a side note, I totally feel for you if you're feeling impatient. I am one of the most impatient people I know, and I usually cannot wait for anything. I will stomp my feet and I want things yesterday. And that is also the reason why I'm prone to cause myself quite a lot of suffering. Because by wanting things to manifest quicker, I create a lot of resistance to what is in the current situation, in my life right now. One of the main lessons I had to learn on this change journey, and one of the main, I would say, challenges I see my clients face, is struggling to accept what is. Learning not to fight their current reality. Because by resisting it, you simply prolong the process of changing anything in your life. And you lose a lot of energy being upset with what is. What resistance also means is that you're not taking full responsibility for your life. There's a pause for a reason in here. I really want you to think about it. Because here's what it's like to become an emotionally mature adult. You stop arguing with reality and start taking full responsibility for everything in your life. Every single circumstance, every single person. You completely leave victim mentality behind and you stop believing that the reason why you are in this situation right now is because of a bitchy boss, or the reason why your relationship doesn't work is because your partner is so annoying that he or she makes it very hard for you to love them. You know what an emotionally responsible adult does? She looks around and accepts that every single detail about her life, including her career, is a consequence of actions she took or did not take. Because you get results even when you do not take action. It's just, it could be the results that you do not like, okay? And there are no exceptions to this. There are no yes buts. I hear a lot of them, by the way, in my coaching sessions. The minute we become emotionally mature is when we finally accept that we have created everything in our lives, including feeling stuck and unhappy in our career path. Especially there. So you got yourself into this situation wherever you're at, and now it's your responsibility to get yourself out of here. Whether you do it on your own, with the help of books, with this podcast, with the help of a coach, it's all your choice. But it's on your shoulders to stop pointing fingers at others and stop feeling sorry for yourself, or what I like to call ABC. Accusing, blaming, and complaining. Stop ABCing. It's on you. If hearing this is actually triggering you, because there is a high chance you might be really upset with me right now for saying all of this, then it means that you are still hiding and looking for shelter behind the false stories you have created. Do you know why they are false, by the way? It's because they are not serving you. These stories may make you feel safe, but they also, at the same time, are making you small and making you feel stuck. Okay. I digressed a little bit here, but actually I'm glad I did. I feel like sometimes we all need a little bit of tough love, because this is very important. I want you to check in and see what comes up when I tell you all of these things. Do you think there might be something to it? Or are you just confused? You don't understand what I'm talking about? Do you maybe think it does not apply to you? Do you get angry and think like I'm calling you out and you don't deserve it? Or perhaps you don't actually blame other people or situations. Maybe you're going to the other side of the spectrum, which is equally as bad. It equally does not serve you, which is laying it all onto yourself and thinking that you are the biggest failure. This is also being emotionally mature, and it's not true. This is another avoidance strategy to change anything in your life. Because if you think you can't get anything right, you will not feel inspired to do anything or to change anything. You will simply be stuck in this perpetual loop of self-pity and remorse. Listen, if you want to do it for longer, you can. Sometimes the best strategy is to wait it out, and sometimes we need to stay in these so-called darker periods for longer. I'm not saying you cannot do it. You can do whatever you want. And I sincerely believe in that. What I am saying is that we are operating in a world where we are affected by a number of laws. One of them is gravity, for instance. You can love gravity, you can hate it, but you're still affected by it. Another law is cause and effect. And this is what I'm talking about here. Every decision and action will result in a consequence or a result. Some results you will like I said, and some results you won't like, but there will always be a cause and an effect. So you can say, this is where I'm at, I cannot change my past. A number of decisions or choosing to stay in indecision has driven me to this point in time right now. And now I can accept what happened, including my own part that I played, and decide what's next for me. That is all. You simply own it. Owning is closing one chapter so you could start another. If you don't own it, you will be flipping through the chapters, not really knowing what you're doing or where you're reading or what the story is about. So when we don't resist what is, then we take full responsibility for our life. And here's what will happen if you do that. You will gain a lot more patience and self-compassion, and your vision will expand. So here's the point that I was trying to make all along when I started off with impatience. When you accept what is, you will become so much more patient. You will be less in a hurry. You will not feel like you need to change your career yesterday because you hate your current job. Things will even out, and you will turn this career transition into a fun process because it is fun. Reclaiming your truth should be enjoyable. Okay, so now let me go back to the trailer. Here's the trailer, or a preview, of your career change process. You won't be able to figure it out by figuring it out. What I mean is that no amount of deliberating or making those pros and cons lists will convince you that the career path you're considering is the correct one for you. None of that will do. The most efficient way for you to know whether this is the right path for you is by putting yourself as close as possible to this career path and testing it out. I mean, feeling, tasting, touching, experiencing it, and then asking yourself if it's in alignment with who you are, with your core values and interests. But before you can know whether something is in alignment, like truly in your soul know, you have to have clarity on who you are. Majority of us, at the beginning of this work especially, have a little bit of an idea who we are, but we never really have taken the time to analyze ourselves and shed some light on what we are about. Not what we think we should be, not what we were told that we are, because people do not objectively tell you about your qualities. Most often than not, they will project. They will project their inner content on you, and you really need to take everything that you're told about yourself and your actions with a pinch of salt. You need to filter things out. For instance, when I started my journey, I spent a lot of time looking what's out there and wondering if a certain position or a certain company would be a good fit. You probably heard that phrase before. Let's see if that's a good fit. Recruiters like to use it. The problem here is that I didn't know who I truly was. I had not inspected myself thoroughly to know what would fit me at all. I kind of had an idea of what the old version of me was, which I had outgrown. I didn't know the true authentic Vilma. And while I was actually convinced that by looking for a company that would quote unquote fit me, I was working very hard on sort of designing a new career, what I was actually doing was setting myself up for failure because I was trying to find a fit for something that I was not anymore. Does that make sense? It's like I had a distorted view of myself, and that view was built on the previous version of myself who thought that finance is my future. And it was built on from a million of pieces, which were comments and reflections of what other people had told me I am or I'm not, what they had told me that I'm good at or not so much. And I never took the time to even review all of that, well, junk, to be honest, that I had collected throughout the years. And I didn't take the time to sort it out and ensure that it was my truth. It was something that served me to believe in. And while I was looking for that perfect fit, my gut feeling, by the way, was telling me that something was off. It didn't feel good, but I persisted as I simply didn't know any better. I didn't know what else I could do We're not taught how to look for a career in alignment. And I'm sharing all of this, and probably you can tell from my voice, I'm very passionate about it because I want you to know better. I want you to learn from my mistakes. I want you to take the most out of the processes that I apply to my clients. And what I teach you is that before you go out and lose yourself in testing and savoring game, you need to have direction. While I do want you to have fun with this process and I want you to try out things, I also would like to invite you to be strategic. I want you to have strategic fun. It's like best of both worlds. And in order to have that direction and be strategic, you need to find out what career options will be in alignment for you. And you can find out what's in alignment for you by spending some time studying yourself. Think about it. What better subject to study than yourself? Studying yourself will have the biggest ROI. The return on investment, for those of you who don't know what it means. And I call it auditing yourself. So there are three areas you need to get very clear about when it comes to finding a job, a career, or starting a business of meaning that will be sustainable, i.e. that will be long-lasting for you. Number one, you need to get super clear about your unique strengths. And these are not skills, by the way, you have. It's what you're naturally good at, but most likely completely discarded, saying, oh, everyone can do it. It's not that special. It's not unique. Okay? Number two, you need to identify what your core values are. You would be surprised how many people I have encountered who didn't really know what they stand for, what they believe in, what's important for them. And number three, you need to shortlist your bliss. I call it shortlist your bliss. That is, you need to review and identify what your interests are, what your passions are, and where you flow. I talk a lot about flow. And this is going to be that last puzzle piece you will have to use the dream career folder that I mentioned. It's all connected, y'all. It's all this. This is all going to come together, I promise. So what I want to do is to essentially guide you step by step, adding one more little piece of clarity with each episode, like I said, to take you to your next career path. So next week, I will walk you in detail how you can get clarity on the first step, which is really getting to know your unique strengths and what to do with them once you've identified them. So what I have just shared seems straightforward and seems simple. And that is only because I've done it myself and I have walked many people through it. I do sincerely believe, like I said, that anyone can be untangled. However, if you struggle with it, don't get discouraged because change is messy. And I think I mentioned that in the first episode. It just is. Before things can fall into places, they get super chaotic. And you may need to take a lot of content out before you can tidy up and create a system that works for you. You know how you start cleaning something like a closet or a cupboard? So at first, what you will probably do, you'll take everything out so you can sort the items out that you decide what to throw away, what to keep, and so on. And then there usually is that moment when you're in the middle of it and then you stop and you look around and you see you're standing in the middle of this pile, huge mess, and you think, what did I just do and why did I do that? You may encounter this exact feeling in this process, so don't get discouraged by that and continue going. Just keep on going will always be your answer. And like I said, don't let anyone convince you that you cannot do it on your own. I don't know about you, but I absolutely despise those sales pitches, like those hard sales when people try to convince you that whatever formula they have, whatever product they have, a process they have is going to be the only one that's going to get you results. I hate it. I'm not an idiot, right? The same with what I'm offering here. this is not the only process how to change career, and there are a million ways how to do it, as long as you do it. So if you're here, you might as well follow this process, because this is a process that I've done myself, that I follow with my clients, and it's 100% works, as long as you commit to it. And remember, you won't figure it out by figuring it out, which means you will need to take a lot of action. But before you take action, you need to have direction. You need to be strategic about it. In order for you to gain, to discover that direction, you need to study yourself and know what you are about. You need to analyze your strengths, your values, and your interests and passions. And these three together will serve you as a compass, will give you a compass. Essentially, that is going to be your compass that is going to lead you to where you need to be, to what will make sense to you and you alone. Okay? Good. So as per usual, I have a little takeaway box with a little takeaway question for you. And this week's, I would say this is not a question, rather like maybe a little task. And that is a task in preparation for next week's episode. What I want you to do is to take some time and think of what you currently think are your unique strengths. For instance, let's make it a list of five. Nothing major, you can do that. And next week, I want you to sort of have that list in mind when you listen to my podcast, as I will be walking you through the strengths and you can see how you did with your list. So that's what I had for you today. I could talk about this forever and a day, but I'm also constraining myself and I'm trying to structure it into smaller, doable, bite-sized pieces so I wouldn't overwhelm you. And please don't forget to do your good deed of the day or of the week and share the podcast with those who you think may be in need for that little bit of support and encouragement because they're going through the change in their career. It doesn't cost anything, and this actually could make the whole difference in someone's course of life. Not to sound too dramatic, but really, there's sometimes all it takes is just one word or one sentence. And I'm sure that you had those pivotal moments in your lives where you feel like someone said something or you read something or heard something and it just clicked in your brain. Because the reason why I'm saying that is I had this woman message me last week, and I had actually spoken to her probably over a year ago at this point. And she was someone who was considering working with me, but she was also about to embark on a long trip around the world, I think. She was traveling. So basically, in the end, she didn't join the program. But she did message me over a year after, saying that that one conversation, which I think was not even a full hour, I think we spoke for 40 minutes on the phone. That conversation created such a huge shift in her and inspired her so much that she started to take action on her own and she started changing things up about her life and her career. So sometimes one word, one sentence can create a huge shift. So my only request for you is to share if you know that someone may need to hear these words of encouragement right now. Okay? And I'm very thankful for you. I'm very thankful that you're listening to this podcast. And I will love you and I will leave you. Speak to you in a week. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like 2021 to be the year when you finally embrace a new career path, make sure you schedule a consultation call with me. I have created a signature holistic career change program that has already helped many of my clients successfully transition into their career of fulfillment. You don't want to miss this. I look forward to connecting with you. Take care.